Hey guys, I'm out here in front of the angry brick wall. It's been a while since we've seen this. The markup just came out of the House Ways and Means Committee, and we have been pushing for a true version of, sorry, it's starting to rain, I gotta close my grill, a true version of the Hearing Protection Act and the Short Act to come out to our benefit, right? And there were some people doing what they do on the Senate Ways and Means Committee to stop suppressors from coming out of the NFA and to try to make it a little more palatable, you know, give them an attaboy, yet we still get to keep the registry. Well, I'm going to read you what came out. You should be angry. There's still something we need to do. We didn't lose yet. Let me read it to you. The whole thing on, I mean, this is like a 400-page bill. It's going to be marked up tomorrow at 2 p.m. in the House Ways and Means Committee. There's like 10 lines for the firearms community. The Short Act, I'll give you the really bad news. The Short Act, which was going to remove short-barreled rifles, shotguns, etc. from the NFA, not even in here. Not even in here. Which means they were concerned about maybe having enough votes or maybe angering too many people. Don't know. But I'll tell you one thing that I've been thoroughly surprised with. The NRA ILA, John Comerford over there, they have been doing a ton of work. GOA's been doing a ton of work over here. Second Amendment Foundation's been doing a ton of work. And so my hat, if I had one, would be off to them. This is what we got today. Way down on page 313 is section 112030, reduction of excise tax on firearms silencers. Sounds great. Let me read. In general, section 5811 alpha is amended to read as follows. A, rate. There shall be levied, collected, and paid on firearms transferred a tax at the rate of 1. $5 for each firearm transferred in the case of a weapon classified as in any other weapon under 5845 ECHO. So if you buy an AOW, $5 transfer tax, but guess what? Still in the NFA, still a registry. So that the unconstitutional ATF could always still stack up and know who has what. Good luck. Number two, $0 for each firearm transferred in the case of a silencer. Remember, they're classified as firearms, as defined in section 5845 alpha 7. Okay, so no tax stamp fee for a suppressor if this gets passed through the budget process here. And three, $200 for any other firearm transferred. What does that mean? $200 to transfer an SBR, $200 to transfer an SBS, $200 to form, whatever the form is, to make your own suppressor, your silencer, form one. So what does that tell you? It means to me, and this is Angry Jared, so I'm just spitballing with you. This has been done to maybe throw us a little crumb, a morsel, to maybe get it through this whole process, to have the Senate agree to this stuff as well on the budgetary issue, the reconciliation, and then still keep that registry. What does that mean? It means the manufacturers, the industry would still be taken care of because people would still be pushed towards buying a professionally manufactured, if you will, suppressor, silencer. Why do you say that, Jared? Well, because the transfer fee for that would be $0. So if most people had the option to pay $0 extra and buy a can that's ready right there, or beg and plead for the $200 transfer fee, beg and plead for the okay to make my own suppressor. Remember, the ATF has certain ones they won't even approve, and then wait till they get back to you for however long that could be. I'm going to probably just buy something right there and then for $0 extra, right? That's called business 101. This is terrible. This is, if I may, horse shit. We need to have Republicans with a set of balls, because intestinal fortitude is what you were hired for. You know, we had enough of promises. And no, Jared doesn't think that we can vote our way out of anything. Jared doesn't think that, you know, Democrats or Republicans will be able to fix everything. But this is the closest we've been in our generation. I'll be 50 in July. The closest we've been in my generation to having this stuff taken out of the NFA. And there's still time to fix this. If you're pissed off, I still want you to call the House Ways and Means Committee, because we have until 2:00 tomorrow. And I also want you to call the members. I'll re-put those numbers in the description of my video. I did it in my video last week. I still want you to call those people at their office. I still want you to hit those people from the House Ways and Means Committee up on their social medias. I will tell you that I have had several phone calls with people today, all day long, actually, about how pissed off these people were that you guys and gals, you citizens, had the balls to keep calling them and complain. You citizens had the balls to just hammer them on social media, to just demand your employees do what you hired them for. The balls of you, the nerve. Well, I say we keep it up and we just increase it just a smidge. So what happens from here? All right, it's going to be marked up tomorrow at 2 p.m. And then it would go through from the information I have from the last phone call I had with a friend. There's two more committees it would have to go to, budgetary and rules. And then we go to the House floor. So we have a chance like right now to have it fixed. And we want to say we want the full version of Hearing Protection Act in the bill. And we would like to have the short act in the bill. But then there's still a chance to have it fixed in the Senate, and I'm doing what I can do with people I can do it with to make sure that that is an option too. So stay tuned for that. But that's what we got, page 313. I'll link it down below if you really want to get angry, but literally, that's the whole thing. Oh, I missed the effective date, sorry. The amendment made by this section shall apply to transfers after the date of enactment of this act. So if the budgetary thing goes through, reconciliation, everybody agrees to it as it sits and stands, once it's signed by the president, then there'd be a $0 fee, a $0 tax stamp is the best way to put it, but you'd still be in the registry, still be in the NFA. I don't know about you. I hope you're gonna make some phone calls. I hope you tell your friends to make some phone calls. Hope you tell your neighbor to make some phone calls. Hope you're really active on X. If I were you and you don't have Twitter, I'd download it just for this. Make up some account, download it, reach out and touch these people. How do you find them? You search at or a Representative Kustoff. That's that ass clown from Western Tennessee whose whole idea this was. He was one of the main ones pushing for it. At Jason Smith, who's the chairman of the House Ways and Means. But I'm going to go do what I do behind the scenes here. But I wanted to let you know, you should be angry. You should be fired up. We the people needs to be we the people and demand that these asses do their job. All of them. There's a few of them that are worried about this next midterm election, which is probably one of the reasons they did what they did, so that they can still be friendly with people who might be looking to help them. If you know what I mean. Be safe, stay vigilant, stay free, stay ready. See you in the next one. Subscribe, please. Because YouTube hates me. Bye.